Welcome to today's Vrenchgat Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. District 2 Pella School Board member Gary Kopic is running unopposed in the upcoming September 8th school board election. He talks about some of the experience he already has on the board and what he plans to do if he's reelected.
You're running for re-election this year after serving a couple years here in Pella. First of all, let folks know why you're rerunning and why you're going to continue to at least attempt to serve. You're running unopposed this year and some of the things that that kind of led to your decision.
Well, I've had an interest in getting involved in the community school, and I expressed an interest to Greg several years ago, and then it just happened that a board member was leaving the school district, and so I was able to get in a position to finish out the two-year term of that person. And during that time, of course, we started doing all the planning for the changes to the school and the bond issue. And so it was kind of an exciting time to get on the school board. And now that my 2 years is up, I'd like to continue to see those projects through after having been part of the early planning and the decision-making in that. And we're also coming up on some challenging times, and I think I'd like to be part of helping the school district work through those.
And what are some of the things you kind of alluded to, some of the things you have worked on in the past 2 years, some things that, whether they're proud accomplishments or things that you really feel were important, what were some things that really stuck with you over the past 2 years?
Well, I think I can bring maybe a different perspective to some of the decision-making on the board. My role with my employer, I'm involved in a lot of continuous improvement and problem solving and leadership development. And I think that as issues come up, I can bring a perspective that will help us work through those to get to good solutions and have some constructive discussions.
Well, and you mentioned looking forward, some of the things, a lot of things that'll be on the plate, including construction projects. In terms of those things, what would you like to see in terms of your vision and in collaborating with the board as you move forward, especially when it comes to as many facility upgrades have already happened, moving forward, especially with the high school coming up?
Well, my experience with managing change has dealt with how much change an organization can tolerate and how do you work through those changes in a constructive way. And so I'm looking at changes not only with the facilities, but also some of the pressures on the school district, some of the changes in curriculum and things. And I'm really concerned about the environment that our teachers and our children are experiencing. And I want to make sure that it's a healthy environment and that we're working through those changes in a constructive way and still maintaining the quality of education, and that it's a place that not only parents want to send their children, but that teachers want to come and be part of the school district.
Well, and you mentioned challenges earlier, and there's certainly going to be a lot. You mentioned enrollment, certainly not the numbers that I think not only the school board, but the entire staff have not liked to see. Outside of that, what other challenges do you face, including that one as well, the challenge of enrollment and what that's going to do to the budget?
Well, obviously with the enrollment numbers going down, that creates some financial challenges, but I think the pressures with maintaining high test scores, the different programs that the state is requiring, and different positions that the school district has had to add, all of those things create a little bit of tension that we have to work through. And, you know, basically we're here to educate the children, and we've got great teachers that just want to teach. And so the challenge is, how do we allow those things to happen while still meeting the requirements that are coming from the state and also continuing to maintain a high level of performance in the school district?
What has it been like to work with this group specifically? It's really going to be, it looks like if everything holds up in September, the same group that you'll have moving forward for at least some time. And working with Greg, what has that experience been like for you?
It's been a very good experience for me. I wasn't exactly sure how the interactions happened when I first got on the board, and, you know, when there's tough decisions to make, are the board members willing to challenge things and still have healthy discussions but arrive at a solution that everyone will support? And what I found is that it's a group that has the best interest of the students, the teachers, and the district in mind. And because of that, they're willing to ask tough questions and then ultimately work through those discussions and make decisions that are in the best interest of the district.
That concludes today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA K Relais.